Hi, it's Dan and TL from Blue Suede Connection.
Thank you for making the connection.
We want to wish you a very Merry Christmas.
And a blessed and happy New Year.
Thank you for listening.
Blue, blue, blue Christmas.
Just jumped and about hit the ceiling.
You did too.
I did too, yeah.
Ho, ho, ho. I'll do it more like Dan.
Merry Christmas.
I sound like him. Merry Christmas, everybody. I'm Dan.
I'm TL.
Welcome to the 2025 version of our annual Christmas show.
Yes, welcome, everybody. Merry Christmas.
It's going to be a good'un today. That's how you say in the country, a good'un.
Good'un?
Yeah, it's going to be a good'un show today.
So, like, good'un plenty?
Yeah, we're just going to talk all Christmassy today. And you're going to hear from the man himself a little bit. Some of the family going to talk about him.
Mm-hmm.
And I got all kind of nonsense I'm going to share with you on the show today.
Oh, really? Okay.
But it's festive. It's jolly. I got my gay apparel on. I'm ready to go. How about you?
I'm ready.
All right, let's get things started by... This is Joe Esposito. Everybody in the Elvis world knows Joe.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just something that we always wonder about. You know, what would you buy Elvis for Christmas if you're going to buy him again?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was a dilemma.
He would have been hard.
Yeah, here we go.
Christmas time only comes once a year. But it's one of the toughest times for all the guys around Elvis. This is the time of year we have to buy Elvis a Christmas present. And he is so hard to buy for. Because anytime he wants something, he just go out and buy it. So every time we could think of something, he already have it. So it's really tough for us at Christmas time.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, riding down Santa Claus Lane. Thanks a blitzen, all here's a reindeer, pulling on the rain. Bells are ringing, children sing, all is merry and bright. Hang your stockings and say goodbye. Santa Claus, come Santa Claus, around down Santa Claus Lane. He's got a bag that's filled with toys for boys and girls again. Hear those sleigh bells jingle jangle, what a beautiful sight. Jump in bed and cover up your head, Santa Claus.
Santa Claus a cooking, Santa Claus a riding down Santa Claus Lane. He doesn't care if you're rich or poor, he loves you just the same. Santa knows that we're God's children, that makes everything right. Fill your heart with Christmas cheer, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Oh, well, it's Santa Claus a cooking, Santa Claus a riding down Santa Claus Lane. Come around when the chimes ring out, it's Christmas morning again. Peace on earth will come to all, we just follow the light. Let's give thanks to the Lord above, for Santa Claus comes tonight. For Santa Claus comes tonight.
Definitely.
You feeling it? You feeling it all over your body?
Yes.
All right. That's what it's all about. Festive joy here on Blue Suede Connection. Happy Christmas. Merry Christmas to everybody out there who's listening. And we do know there's a group of girls that are listening.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
At Dulles International Airport.
That's right.
In the break room. They're cranking us up.
Well, it might not be in the break room. You never know.
Wherever it
is. They could be out and about.
Well, they like us in Dulles, and we appreciate that. We hope you are having a Merry Christmas there at Dulles Airport.
Absolutely.
And thank you for all you do.
All them people trying to get home.
Absolutely. You know, we talked about at the beginning of the show, Elvis and buying for him for Christmas.
Right.
The10most.com have the top 10 Christmas gifts for 2025.
Okay.
So I got to tell you, I'm disappointed in this list.
And why?
I'll explain at the end.
Okay.
All right, this is no particular order, but virtual reality headsets.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay, that'd be interesting. Smart home devices, a.k.a. Alexa, mm-hmm. you know, things like that. Wearable technology, smartwatches, fitness trackers.
Okay,
those
yeah,
kinds of
that
things.
Makes sense, yeah.
Drones are popular.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You got to be rich buying these kind of gifts. Electric vehicles.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That one for sure. You got to have some money. Yep.
3D printers.
I've heard of that, but I don't know what that means.
I don't know. Personalized gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Substantial products. Eco-friendly. Reusable water bottles, solar-powered gadgets, that kind
of thing. Eco-friendly. I thought you said echo.
I probably did, because that whole Alexa thing was in my head.
Exactly. Alexa, echo. Yes,
all
Daniel.
Right. You might want to give somebody a subscription service. Netflix,
okay, yeah,
Hulu,
yeah,
whatever.
I can see that, yeah.
Experience gifts, like spa day.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Concert tickets, cooking class.
Yeah, I'm all for that.
Yeah, so you'd be happy if I got you cooking class?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be insulting?
Especially if it was in Italy.
You cook good already. You don't need to be taught to
cook. No, it's
not
about that. It's about learning new things.
What happened to jewelry? What happened to Barbie? What happened to toy wheels and Easy Bake ovens and all that? I don't know. That's
Easy Bake ovens. This ain't 1965.
Well, in my mind, Christmas is always those kind of things.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Still 1965 in your mind, right? Yeah, I gotcha.
Why was the eggnog, TL, so upset during Christmas dinner?
I don't know.
It felt ignored. Ho, ho, ho!
Somewhere in the distant night, I hear Christmas bells. The gentle snow keeps falling down on people who are homeward bound. That's the way it's always been. The circle never really ends. Christmas seems to come and go. Home's a place that I don't know. Holly leaves and Christmas trees. It's that time of year. Lights are glow and mistletoe don't mean a thing when you're not here. As I walk this lonely street, the sound of snow beneath my feet, I think of how it used to be. Holly leaves and Christmas trees used to mean so much to me. Silver bells, silver bells, silver bells, it's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring, soon it will be Christmas Day. City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style, In the air there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner you'll hear silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day. Strings of street lights, even stoplights, blink a bright red and green as the shoppers rush home with their treasures. Hear the snow crunch, see the kids bunch. This is Santa's big scene, and above all the bustle you'll hear. Silver bells, silver bells, it's Christmas time in the city. Soon it will be Christmas Day.
Till the Lord come to
How nice was that, huh?
Oh, my gosh. That's beautiful.
Elvis with the Royal Philharmonic. You're going to hear a whole lot of that today on Blue Sweat Connection.
Yeah, you really have to love that.
So did you dig down into your box of stories? You got a good one you want to share with us here a little bit?
Yeah, I got one to talk about.
All
yeah.
Right. Coming up after the break, right?
Yep.
All right, TL, what did the gingerbread man put on his bed?
Frosting.
A cookie sheet, baby.
Ah.
Hi, it's Dan and TL from Blue Suede Connection.
Thank you for making the connection.
We want to wish you a very Merry Christmas.
And a blessed and Happy New Year.
Thank you for listening.
Blue, blue, blue Christmas.
I read comic books and I was the hero of the comic book. I saw movies and I was the hero in the movie. So every dream that I ever dreamed has come true 100 times. And these gentlemen over here, you see these type of people who care, who are dedicated, you realize that it's not possible that they might be building the kingdom of heaven. It's not too far-fetched in reality. I'd like to say that I learned very early in life that without a song, the day would never end. Without a song, a man ain't got a friend. Without a song, the road would never bend. Without a song. So I'll keep singing a song. Good night.
Oh, Lord, my God. Consider all the worlds thy hands have made. I see the stars, I hear the roar of thunder, I power throughout the universe displayed.
When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart.
Shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art.
Then sings my soul.
Powerful song right there.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
And nobody could deliver that any better than that man right there. All right, what you got in your bag of tricks over there?
Okay, so I want to talk about the DJ that was fired because he played Elvis Presley's version of a beloved Christmas song.
Okay, well, tell us all about that.
Okay, so on December 2nd in 1957, Al Pretty, a DJ, I get this, Daniel, at Portland, Oregon-based radio station, KEX, my hometown,
right,
was fired after playing the Elvis Presley version of White Christmas.
Really?
What the heck? Let's get a little bit of history of White Christmas. So Irving Berlin penned White Christmas, and it was aired on Christmas Day in 1941. Bing Crosby sang it on the NBC radio show The Kraft Music Hall. It quickly became the first successful secular Christmas song. Today's Crosby version remains one of the best-selling singles in the world. Countless artists have covered the song, putting their spin on the cozy, nostalgic holiday classic. Now, in October of 1957, Elvis released his first Christmas album. The LP included multiple holiday classics, including White Christmas. His version of the already beloved song quickly became popular amongst fans.
Yeah.
However, he was still very divisive amongst the adults of the country. So
they weren't sure yet, right?
Yeah, so many believe that he and other rock and rollers were contributing to the downfall of Western society. Just so funny.
Right.
As a result, his rendition of the Yuletide classic became controversial. So according to the notorious Meddler, Elvis Presley didn't look to Bing Crosby's version of White Christmas for inspiration. Instead, he went to the Drifters, a group that had recorded it as an R&B hit in 1954 and 55. However, what they would call race records wasn't played on traditional stations. A lot of people didn't know that version.
Right.
So when Elvis did it, similar to the way the Drifters, it got a lot of attention.
Sure.
And Irving Berlin hated it. He hated Presley's version. He called it a profane parody of his song. He went so far as to order staff to call all radio stations and demand that the song be banned from airplay.
Wow.
So, when DJ Pretty chose to play Presley's version of the song, it angered the station's management. They claimed that the song was not in the spirit we associate with Christmas.
Wow.
They added that Presley's cover desecrates the spirit of Christmas and transgresses the composer's intent.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
That's some big words.
Pretty's
here.
Dismissal from KEX made national news. Letters reportedly poured in, criticizing the station's management. As a result, DJ Pretty got his job back 2 weeks later.
Good
he was on
him.
The air.
All right, my kind of person. Here you go. Here's White Christmas by Elvis Presley.
Of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where those treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh. Christmas is
one.
Understand me when everything I do is wrong. You give me hope and consolation. You give me strength to carry on. And you're always there to lend a hand in everything I do. That's the smile, the world is brighter. You touch my hand and I'm a king. Your kiss to me is worth a fortune. Your love for me is everything. I guess I'll never know the reason why you love me as you do. That's the wonder of you.
Play the song, Jane.
According to WYRK.com, they have this list. It was done just a couple of years ago. The most recorded Christmas songs of all time.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Okay. You think you know this list? Check this out.
Mm.
Coming in at number 12, O Holy Night.
Okay.
Approximately 48,665 big recordings of that.
Wow.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer comes in at number 11.
Mm.
49,384 versions of that. Mm-hmm. Coming in at number 10, Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow. 54,446 recordings.
Mm-hmm.
Number 9, I'll Be Home for Christmas.
Mm.
56,552 recordings of that one.
Okay.
Number 8, Joy to the World, 59,767.
Wow.
Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. 65,377 recordings of that one. Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Yes, he is.
68,669.
Mm.
Coming in at number 5, we're going to hear this one in just a few moments.
Okay.
Winter Wonderland, 70,471.
Wow.
The Christmas Song comes in at number 4, 80,6400.
Oh, wow, okay.
Number 3, Jingle Bells, 89,681 recordings of that one. You just did White Christmas, 128,276 recordings.
Nice.
Do you have any guess what number 1 might be?
Oh, my gosh. Blue Christmas.
No, Silent Night.
I know. 137,315
recordings of that one.
Wow, wow, wow.
Now, we're going to play GK tell a little story about Elvis and fireworks, but before we play that, I want to ask you, what did the stamp say to the Christmas card?
The stamp say to the Christmas card?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know.
Stick with me. We'll
go places. I knew it had something to do with liquor stick.
Stick with me and we'll go places.
Okay.
We used to have fireworks battles at Graceland around the holidays. Elvis would buy a tremendous amount of fireworks, and we would divide up in two teams. We'd put on leather jackets and helmets and goggles, and we'd take these Roman candles and fire them at each other. And each team had their supply of fireworks, their ammunition, if you will, right behind the team area. And something happened one night, and a Roman candle went astray and went right into our supply of fireworks. And you'd have thought an atom bomb or something had gone off. It just exploded, and the sight was just breathtaking. It was beautiful, all these fireworks going up. And I said, "Elvis, isn't that great looking?" And he said, "It ought to be, GK. It cost me $2,000."
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're having a night. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is the new bird. He sings a love song as we go along. Walking in a
yet, and by dark streets. and fears of all years are mad and thee tonight.
That's pretty stuff right
Gorgeous.
There.
Gorgeous.
You know, coming up in a minute, we're going to hear a little story from Dionne Warwick after the break. But before we go to break, I was going to tell you, you know, a lot of people talk to their plants. And I'm one of those people. And
really?
The other day, I went downstairs and I talked to the Christmas tree downstairs in the family room. And I came up and spoke to the one upstairs. And I asked each one of them, I said, what actually is you guys' favorite Christmas candy? And you know what the one upstairs told me?
What?
He said he liked ornaments.
I was opening at Stanford Hotel, and he was reopening the International Hotel, the Hilton now. And I went to his rehearsal. My aunt, Sissy Houston, was part of a group called the Sweet Inspiration. They were doing background work on his tour. And I just fell in love with this man. I said, my God, I got to meet him. I got to meet him. And Sissy said, okay, I'll introduce you to him. So I went to the rehearsal, and he was such a nice young man to me. I told him I was opening at the Sands. He says, yeah, but we were opening the same night. I said, okay. And he says, well, I'm gonna do something for you that I think you might like. I said, okay, wonderful. He put his photograph in every single album in every record store in Las Vegas for me. I sold more albums because he made the announcement from the stage that if you buy a Dionne Warwick recording, you'll have a photograph of me. I could not believe he did that, but he did. But I became friends with him because, funny story, we were in a jewelry store where he shopped, and I did too. And they usually closed the store for him to come in and do his shopping. I happened to be in the store when he walked in, so they locked me in with him. We started talking, and he says, you know, I'm certain you have a wonderful throat doctor. My daughter Lisa has got to have her tonsils out. Do you know of a good... I said, yeah, my doctor. He did both of my boys, and I'm sure he'd be able to do Lisa. And he never forgot that. And Lisa never did either. She says, it's because of you I'm having tonsils. Okay.
Between the pages of my mind, memories sweeten through the ages just like wine. Quiet thoughts come floating down and settle softly to the ground like gold of autumn leaves around my feet. I touch them and they burst apart with sweet memories. Sweet memories of holy hands and red bouquets and twilights trimmed in purple haze and laughing eyes and simple ways and quiet nights and gentle days with you. Memories press between the pages of my mind. Memories sweeten through the ages just like wine. Memories. And twilights trimmed in purple haze, and laughing eyes and simple ways, and quiet nights and gentle days with you. Memories press between the pages of my mind. Memories sweeten through the ages just like wine. memories, memories, sweet memories, memories.
You know, we do Blue Suede Connection from here in the beautiful state of Virginia. We're kind of close to Winchester, Virginia, for any of you that know that area.
Mm-hmm.
And it's such a beautiful little town, especially at Christmas time. If we go to downtown to the Walking Mall, it is just so pretty. Lights, trees, all kinds of glistening colors everywhere. Yeah. Now, that's our little area, but there are many places across the United States, right?
In fact, there's a website called prevention.com is the site. They did an article called Charming Christmas Towns You Have to Visit in the U.S. Now, they have 20 towns. We're going to talk about the first 10 here.
Okay.
And then you got to keep listening to find
out
the
number
other
two.
10.
Yeah.
The first one, I didn't even know there was such a thing called North Pole, Alaska. Did you know that?
Never heard of it. No.
Yep. North Pole, Alaska, over the holidays, they have the largest statue of Santa, which towers at 50 feet.
Whoa, that's a big Santa.
Yeah, visitors can meet Jolly Man himself in red at Santa Claus' house.
Okay.
All right, Williamsburg, Virginia, which we have
that's
not
close.
Far from here.
Yeah.
This is called Colonial Williamsburg,
mm-hmm.
where the history and holiday celebrations are rich. Enjoy any of the town's 18th century themed Christmas events, including concerts, caroling, dinners, and more.
Wow.
Mick Addenville, North Carolina, also referred to as Christmas Town, USA.
Uh-huh.
Never heard of this, but entire town is decorated in festive over-the-top decor. Frankenmuth, Michigan, I hope I'm saying this right, this Bavarian-inspired gem celebrates Christmas year-round, which explains why it's home to the world's largest holiday store.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. Bonner's Christmas Wonderland. I have to see that. I have to
Sounds
see that.
Sounds like a plan to me.
St. Augustine, Florida is known for their Nights of Lights, they call it. Every year, the tropical city illuminates in an award-winning light display to be marveled by all who come and go.
Okay.
Burnville, Pennsylvania. People flock Burnville to visit Kozar's Christmas Village, an 8-acre family property that annually adorned with more than 1 million lights that reflect on its central lake.
That sounds cool.
Now, I have seen this. Leavenworth, Washington, up by where I'm from.
Okay.
Washington State, the Bavarian village of Leavenworth offers every opportunity for Christmas, all lit by over 500,000 Christmas lights.
Mm-hmm.
That place is amazing. It does feel like you're in a little German town.
Oh.
Whitefish, Montana. A picturesque Christmas town, think wreathed lampposts, festive storefronts, and steady sprinkle of snow.
Uh-huh.
They also have some of the world's classic ski slopes.
Wow.
Woodstock, Vermont. I would love to see Vermont. Have not been there. Each December, Woodstock hosts LaSalle's Weekend. It's an annual holiday fest. With ticket admissions, you can participate in all the festivities, including historic farmhouse tours, shopping for local-made foods and antiques, and breakfast with Santa. Okay, last one. Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
Uh-huh.
The historic Strawberry Bank Museum's Candlelight Stroll Under the Stars features costume historical reenactments in which visitors, meaning the tour's participants, call on families in beautifully decorated buildings who recreate traditions of time past, such as Victorian Christmases and 1919 Hanukkah celebrations.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Goodness. You got
10
more
There's
towns.
There's 10 more, yeah.
Now, if you live in any of these areas, or you've been to any of these areas, we would love to know about it. So,
absolutely,
Once again,
go check it out. Tell us what you think.
Facebook, right?
Yeah, Facebook.
That's the best place?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, before I get into another song, I got to ask you this, TL.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference between the regular alphabet and the Christmas alphabet?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know.
The Christmas alphabet has no L.
Ah!
Do that on your own time, Felton. Get a manicure tomorrow. From the hills of Georgia, across the plains, Tennessee, seen and done almost everything a man can do or see. If I could
a day.
Be on a train tomorrow. I'll be home on Christmas Day. Has been so many times before. She left that candle burning. Oh, so many tears I fell. My soul filled them. If I had any sense at all, just be on the way. Be on that train tomorrow. Be home on Christmas Day. It's been so long since I've seen little John, Michelle, Christine, and Kelly. Presents and I bought first for little sister to carry. I could set aside my pride, but just be on my way. Catch that train. Every time I think about all the love I left behind, memories still linger there in my troubled mind. Aside my pride, and I'd be on the way. I'd catch a train tomorrow, be home on Christmas Day. If I had any sense at all, just be on my way. Catch a train tomorrow. Come on Christmas Day. Catch a train. Christmas Day.
Elvis is a very deep, intelligent person. He was the best person to me in my life, and still is. And the home I live in today, Elvis bought me in 1974. And he knew I kind of had an orphan background. He took me on that ride, took me under his wing, let me learn a lot, and he was just a great, wonderful human being. Oh, Lord, Lord, Lord.
it's Dan and T.L. from Blue Suede Connection.
Thank you for making the connection.
We want to wish you a very Merry Christmas.
And a blessed and happy New Year.
Thank you for listening.
Blue, blue, blue Christmas.
Well, it's about time you got here.
Blue Suede Connection.
Let's set the rhythm first, you know.
Putting it
gave me a diamond ring for Christmas. Now I'm living in paradise. Play it, James. Take it on, James. Yeah, I'm good now. Yeah, I gotta get you to go on my radio. Yeah, feeling mighty fine. Got good music on. Stand beneath the mistletoe.
Well, he was having a time recording that, wasn't he?
Oh, my gosh, he's having a good time.
The whole time I'm listening, I'm picturing Elvis sitting there on the chair, hands going everywhere, him looking around the room laughing. And playing air guitar, listening to James, you know, just really getting into it.
Right, exactly.
Welcome to hour number two of Blue Suede Connection, everybody. It's our annual Christmas show, and we hope that you are in the Christmas spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not, by the end of the show, you certainly well should be.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and we got a whole lot more of what you heard the first hour coming in hour number two. I got nonsense to share. T.L.'s going to share some more of those cities and towns that are really highly recommended to visit at Christmas time.
I'm making notes for us,
there
too.
You go.
Yeah, we got to check out some of these.
Some of them are driving distance, very close.
Yes, they're
like
close,
that.
Yeah.
But you had the West Coast covered there, too.
Yeah, we got a little
country.
Bit of everything, yeah.
That's what it's all about. We're for everybody. This is an Elvis for Everybody show, isn't it?
Always.
All right. Before we get things going, babe, I wanted to ask you, do you know what Christmas trees do to get ready for a night out?
They put on the lights.
They spruce up.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
Here's Nancy Sinatra.
He was such a man of depth, including concern for children and the plight of black children in the world. And it makes me cry to think about it. He was so concerned for his fellow man. And he even told me once that maybe he should have been a preacher. Because he could have helped people that way. And I said, I don't agree. I think you've helped many more people this way.
Come let us adore him.
You know, T.L., wow. We know the reindeer all have names.
Right.
Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Winnie, mm-hmm. Rudolph, and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't really hear many of the elf names at Santa's help.
That's true.
Yeah. So we have here elf names that you might not know about.
Okay.
Some of Santa's elves.
Okay.
All right. Puddingfoot is one.
Puddingfoot.
Jingleberry.
No way.
Snickerspark.
Where are you getting these?
Giggle Sprite. Twinkle Toes.
Oh, heard of that one.
Chuckle Leaf.
Chuckle Leaf.
Sneezy McSnicker.
Okay.
Buzzles Fizzle Bop.
I like that one.
This would be mine. Giggle Glimpse.
Giggle Glimpse?
Yeah, and you're...
I like Buzzle Fizzle Pop. That's what I'll start calling you. Hey, Mr. Buzzle Fizzle Pop.
Fizzle Pop Berry Twist.
Say that five times.
Yeah, that's right. I had to share these.
I just snorted.
That's all right. It's your show. Do what you want to do. Let it all hang out.
Oof.
What is Santa's favorite breakfast, T.L.?
I don't know. Frosted Flakes.
Mistle toast.
Ah.
Christmas. Christmas. Christmas.
sleigh with reindeer, no sack on my back. You ought to see me coming in a big black. Pretty stockings, cut off the light. Santa Claus is coming down your chimney.
So they got mad at White Christmas back in the day, but
yes.
That one got a free pass.
Right, yeah.
Because that wasn't a sacred, original sacred song.
They, yeah, right, exactly.
But man, does he rock that. I love that Christmas
I know,
song.
me too.
All right. Hey, you going to share the rest of that list on places to visit here in the U.S. for Christmas?
Absolutely.
I'm going to share some lists about the highest grossing Christmas movies of all time.
Ooh, okay.
Do you think you know what the number one grossing movie is of all
time? I could guess,
well,
but I think I know.
Well, when we come to that, I want your guess. We'll see if you get it.
Okay.
And right after this break, we're going to hear from Linda Thompson and another great Elvis classic and all that good stuff happening here on Blue Suede Connection.
After you turn off the propane grill and you're ready to get on your inner Elvis, call Blue Suede Connection and tell them your Elvis stories.
Call us at 540-227-0514.
Hi, it's Dan and TL from Blue Suede Connection.
Thank you for making the connection.
We want to wish you a very Merry Christmas.
And a blessed and Happy New Year.
Thank you for listening.
Blue, blue, blue Christmas.
There were times when he gave extraordinary gifts to people that he didn't even know. I remember we were driving once down Wilshire Boulevard, and there was a Cadillac dealership, and he peeked in and he saw these two women, a young girl and her mother, looking at this car. He told the driver, "I want to go in." And he went up to the young girl and he said, "That's a pretty car." And she said, "Oh my God, you're Elvis Presley." Yeah, he said, that's a nice car, isn't it? She said, "Oh, yeah, well, we're just looking, you know. We were just kind of walking down the street, and we thought we'd come in and look at the car." He said, "Is that the kind of car you like?" And she said, "Oh, yeah, but, you know, I'm a student." And he actually purchased the car for this girl and her mother that he'd never laid eyes on before, but he just saw them looking as if they wished they could afford a car like that.
The wonder. Wonderful world to behold. The wonderful world of Christmas was made for the young and the old. Smile and good cheer of each neighbor, and children with cheeks all aglow. The treetops all wrapped up in snow. Listen to those wondrous bells, and you'll hear them say, "Open up your hearts to all on this holiday." The wonderful world of Christmas.
a joy from the moment it starts. The wonderful world of Christmas should remain every day in our hearts. I'll have
According to Wikipedia, these are the current listings for the highest grossing, biggest money making Christmas films of all time.
Okay.
This is all the way up to current right now, 2025.
Okay.
Now, I don't know that some of these are really classified as Christmas movies, but I guess that depends on you and your mindset.
Oh, okay.
You'll know what I mean when I read a couple of these.
Okay.
Number 15 comes in, Daddy's Home 2. We just watched that recently.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We thought, that's a funny movie.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's from 2017. Number 14, While You Were Sleeping, from 1995.
Okay.
Number 13, this is new. This just came out last year. Red One. That's got The Rock in it and a few others.
Right.
We've not seen that one yet.
Okay.
Number 12, The Santa Claus, from 1994.
Oh, I don't remember that one.
Number 11, one of your favorites, The Holiday, from 2006.
Oh, love it.
All right. Here's the top 10 highest money-making Christmas films of all time. Number 10 is Elf. From 2003.
Okay.
Number 9, people are going to love this one, Die Hard 2.
Oh, yeah.
From 1990.
I don't know why they always put that one on the list. It cracks me up.
Number 8, Love Actually, from 2003.
Uh-huh.
Number 7, Batman Returns, from 1992.
Ooh.
It's set around Christmas time. I guess that's why that gets a nod for that.
Yeah.
Number 6, The Polar Express, from 2004.
Mm-hmm.
All right, the top 5 highest grossing, highest money making movies, Christmas movies of all time. Number 5, A Christmas Carol, from 2004.
Oh,
we just watched that last night.
We sure did.
With Neil and Sandy and Monica.
Yeah, we did.
And Vicky.
And Vicky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number 4, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, from 2000.
Mm-hmm.
Number 3, Home Alone 2, from 1992.
Ah.
Number 2, Home Alone, the original, from 1990.
I like that one.
The biggest money-making Christmas movie of all time to date. I'm surprised none of the classics made this list.
Right.
But number 1 is The Grinch, from 2018.
Oh, wow.
The Jim Carrey thing.
Jim Carrey,
Does that surprise you?
Yes, it does.
Me too. Keo?
Yes.
Why is it getting harder and harder to buy an advent calendar?
I don't know.
Because their days are numbered. Here's Gordon Stoker of the Jordanaires. He's going to take us through this thing.
All right.
He loved all the musicians, Scotty Moore, DJ Fontana, and all the musicians that worked with him. He loved all the Jordanaires, Millie Kirkham, Kathy Westmoreland, all the many people that worked with him. It was like one big family, because first of all, Elvis did not have brothers or sisters. So people like Charlie and all of us, we were like a very close-knit family, and I shall always treasure that.
You saw me crying in the chapel. The tears I shed were tears of joy. I know the meaning of contentment. Now I'm happy with the Lord. Just a plain and simple chapel where humble people go to pray. I pray the Lord that I'll grow stronger as I live from day to day. I searched, but I couldn't find no way on earth to gain peace of mind. Now I'm happy in the chapel where people are of one accord. Yes, we gather in the chapel just to sing and praise the Lord. You'll search, but you'll never find no way on earth to gain peace of mind. Take your troubles to the chapel, get down on your knees and pray. Then your burdens will be lighter, and you'll surely find the way.
First thing he'd do was speak to each person. He'd go around and talk to each one of us, speak to each one of us, talk to each one of us. That other people don't do that. They don't. First of all, you know, time is money on sessions, and they didn't want to spend that kind of money. We didn't care. We was getting paid by the hour, so it didn't make any difference anyway. But he would talk to each one of us, shake our hand, and say something a little funny to each one of us. But then he'd go over to the piano, sit down at the piano, and he would sing. Now, the producers and Colonel Parker and what have you, that they all many times got so upset because of that, because it was costing RCA money or the movie studio, whomever we were working for. On one of the movie sets, but I remember so well on the movie set at the Paramount in Hollywood, he came in like that and went over to the piano and started singing, and he wanted us to sing with him. And we sang with him the whole morning. This was during when they were doing the soundtrack, and they wanted to do them in the daytime. On the lunch break, the people said, when you come back, don't you sing spirituals with him if that's what he wants to record. So he got back from the lunch break, and first thing he did was go down to the piano and sit down at the piano and start singing. He called me over there, and he said, hey, what's wrong with you guys? I said, well, they told us not to sing with you. If you came back in, don't sing spirituals. He said, look, if I want to bring the Jordanaires out here the whole week and we sit at the piano and sing spirituals, that's exactly what I'm going to do. And he got up, and with all of his boys, they trotted out of the studio. And, of course, the studio, all the men at the Hal Wallace and everybody looked at each other. What could they do? They couldn't do anything. But on Tuesday morning, he came back into the studio and was ready to go and recorded the soundtrack and went right on.
chimes of time ring out the bells that Mother Day's through. Someone slipped and fell. Was that someone you? You may have long for added strength, your courage to renew. Do not be disheartened, for I have known for you. It is no secret what God can do. What He's done for others, He'll do for you.
Snowy Christmas night.
was dressed in white. There's a silent glow that fills the earth on a snowy Christmas night. A snowy Christmas night. For you know the Lord's been good to you on a snowy Christmas night.
Always good stuff.
Yes, awesome.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Elvis Christmas music. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
I know you're loving it over there. You're kind of in your own world singing along. I see you.
I am.
I'm so relaxed. After all these years, I still watch you over there, what you're doing, what's going on.
Do you really? You're trying to see if I'm enjoying myself?
Absolutely. That's what it's all about, enjoying yourself on Blue Suede Connection.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to enjoy ourselves. You're going to share the final 10 cities and towns you should visit at Christmas time if you can.
That's right. That's right. I am.
And there's several Elvis Christmas tunes we got to get on before we end this show.
Oof.
That's all happening right now.
We'll be right back
after this quick message.
Hi, it's Dan and T.L. from Blue Suede Connection.
Thank you for making the connection.
We want to wish you a very Merry Christmas.
And a blessed and Happy New Year.
Thank you for listening.
Blue Christmas.
It was an amazing time in my life, and it was a kind of a fairy tale. At times, I have to pinch myself and try to think back at those wonderful days of singing with Elvis and touring with him, and it just doesn't seem real. But it was a great time to see one of a kind piece of talent touch so many hearts and all aspects of the business. He was a good actor, I thought, and what he did. He was a tremendous singer, tremendous man to be around, and as Graham has said about soul, he had all the soul for all of us. The room, when he was around, seemed to reek that soul and that feeling of his presence.
I hear the bells saying Christmas is near. They ring out to tell the world that this is the season of cheer. Singing sweetly somewhere, and a glow fills my heart. I'm at peace with the world as the sound of their singing fills the air. Oh, why can't every day be like Christmas? Why can't that feeling go on endlessly? For if every day could be just like Christmas, what a wonderful world this would be. Telling Santa what to bring, and the smile upon his tiny face is worth more to me than anything.
sleep. For if every day could be just like Christmas, what a wonderful world this would be.
All right, you had an interesting list in hour one of places to visit here in the United States.
Exactly.
Christmas towns and cities. There's 10 more that you're going to share.
Right, exactly. So Christmas in Newport, Newport, Rhode Island, is a two-week-long festival that celebrates the non-commercial elements of the holiday season.
Well, it should be.
Yeah, exactly. Activities include historic walking tours, live music, and local art display.
Like it.
Flagstaff, Arizona. You may not think of Arizona as a wintry wonderland, but its mountainous terrain makes it just that. Flagstaff has an adorable historic town full of shops waiting for your gift list.
Cool.
Franklin, Tennessee. Ever wanted to chat with Jacob Marley or Ebenezer Scrooge? How about try a Victorian-era Christmas? Sugar Plums. Mm. All that and more is available at Franklin's annual Dickens of a Christmas Festival. I think sounds great.
Yeah, all of it sounds fun.
Asheville, North Carolina. Asheville is a great place to visit anytime, really. It's extra special during the holiday. Indulge in holiday shopping at the Winter Lights Display and North Carolina's Arboretum and take a tour of iconic Biltmore Estates.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Jackson, Wyoming. It's got something called a Santa Drop.
Okay.
Not sure. The town square is decorated with classic memorabilia, and Santa drops in often.
Ho, ho, ho.
Natchitoches, Louisiana. December is, it's, I guess you pronounce it actually, Natchitoches. Okay. I did it wrong.
Natchitoches.
Natchitoches is what it says. The oldest settlement in Louisiana Purchase Territory hosts a Christmas season with a myriad of events. More than 300,000 lights.
Mm-hmm.
McCall, Idaho. The ski town uses 300-plus inches of snow each winter and also comes with a natural ice skating rink. That sounds cool. Park City, Utah. Holiday spectacular sing-alongs.
Ah.
Now, here's New York, New York.
Uh-oh.
May not be a small town.
No, it's not at all.
But New York brims with Christmas cheer every year. There's a reason so many of your favorite holiday films take place there.
Makes sense to me.
Rockefeller Center, for one.
Yeah.
Yep, you got to see the tree with the holiday spirit.
Good job, baby. What's a vegan's favorite Christmas carol?
I don't know.
Soy to the world.
If I get home on Christmas Day, I won't need soft words to say. I miss you and I can stay a while. You'll see it in my eyes and when I smile. If I get home before midnight, while you're still sleeping tight, I'll take you in my arms and there you'll stay. If I get home on Christmas Day, every day, never really start to say the way I feel deep in this heart of mine. Oh, I'm half a world away if we're patient and we pray. So how I know I'll get my chance this time. Say, I miss you and I can stay a while. You'll see it in my eyes and when I smile. If I get home before midnight, while you're still sleeping tight, I'll take you in my arms and there
stay. If I get home on Christmas Day, if I get home on Christmas
everybody. Oof. Another Christmas show almost in the books. Not yet. Not completely. We've got another one to come, but what do you think, baby? Do you think we got the spirit out?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. If I am, everybody's got to be by
there
now.
There you go. Any closing words for our fine friends before we officially sign out?
You know, I just want to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Please be safe out there. I know the world can be very disturbing sometimes, but please try to be positive and
right.
keep that joy going.
Merry Christmas to everybody. Thank you once again for being part of our lives every week
yeah.
here on Blue Sway Connection. All of our affiliates out there that play Blue Sway
yes,
Connection, a very
yes.
Merry Christmas to you. Thank you for making us part of your family and keeping us on your fine stations. We love being part of your family. We're going to do this all again, can I say next year?
It'll be next week. Won't be next year, but yeah.
Maybe one other show.
Next week's
now.
Coming soon.
All
so.
Right. Merry Christmas, everybody. We'll do this again real soon. We'll put it that way.
Merry Christmas, baby.
Get to hold you guys down, man. But if I get the one thing I'm searching for, then I'll see you tonight in my dream. Seems a long time since we've been together. It was just about this time of year.
If I
Christmas without you. Far too many miles are between. But if I get the one thing I'm wishing for, then I'll see you tonight in my dreams. Seems a long time since we've been together. It was just about this time of year. Looks like it's gonna be snowy weather. How I wish that you could be here. Cause it won't seem like Christmas without you. For too many miles. But if I get the one thing I'm wishing for, then I'll see you tonight in my dreams. In the distance I hear sleigh bells ringing. The holly is so pretty this year. The carols that somebody's singing reminds me of our Christmas last year. Oh, but it won't seem like Christmas without you. Oh, but too many miles are between. And if I get the one thing wishing for, oh, I'll see you tonight in my dreams. Yes, I'll see you tonight in my dreams.
Hi, it's Dan and TL from Blue Suede Connection.
Thank you for making the connection.
We want to wish you a very Merry Christmas.
And a blessed and Happy New Year.
Thank you for listening.
Blue, blue, blue Christmas.
All right, let's wrap it up and get out of here.
Blue Suede Connection.